producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty. So Shane and I were just having our little, oh my gosh, this year has gone so fast conversation. And I remember, And I remember as a kid saying, oh, I wish it were my birthday. I wish it were Christmas. And my mother saying, don't wish your life away. It'll go fast enough.
Exactly.
And I just hate it when mom's right. Just hate it. But, man, it's really true. Especially,
yeah, she was right. That's for sure.
And apparently the older you get, the quicker it goes.
Yeah, well, you think about it, it's such a smaller section of your life the older you get, you know. When you're a kid,
it's huge.
Yeah, waiting a school year is a large chunk of your life, you know.
Good point. Yeah, well, that's one of the things I mention to adults all the time is that time means nothing to kids. They have a lot more of it than they can use.
Yeah,
and to adults, it's everything.
Yeah, yeah. So. Isn't that right? Yeah.
Well, yeah, we have one sort of sad thing today. Mike Nichols died.
Really? No kidding.
Yeah.
I didn't see that one.
Well, that's too bad. I think he's the only person to have, or one of the few people who's won an Emmy, a Tony, and an Oscar. So married to Diane. There we go. So I've seen him. He always seemed kind of ageless, but I guess nobody's really completely ageless. So
that's too bad. Yeah.
Interesting. I think he's Russian. I think that's where he was from.
I always thought he was German, but
I don't think so. I think he's see, neither of us checked it ahead of time, but you didn't know, and so there we go.
German born. Yep, I was right.
Ha ha ha.
Just kidding.
You're as bad a winner as I am.
Yeah, I know.
I'm a great loser because I'm so used to it. As a winner, I do exactly the same thing she does. Na 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 na.
I think it is because I'm so used to losing, you know.
And it's too late.
Yeah.
Buffalo is now, the Buffalo Bills are offering fans money and tickets to shovel out the stadium.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
And apparently they're expecting more snow.
Yes.
It's the lake effect.
Really, yeah.
Yeah. In Montana, you can get married as of today, so that's good. It turns out that your Thanksgiving meal has not been hit by inflation because turkeys are cheaper than they used to be.
I wonder why that is.
I don't know. Fewer people are eating turkey. I don't know.
Maybe so.
Maybe they just made a lot of them.
I supplanted all red meat with turkey a while back, and I personally really love it.
Yeah, or chicken. I do turkey, chicken, and fish.
Yeah, me too.
Apparently, travel this year is supposed to hit a 7-year high, according to AAA. It's one of those holidays where most people travel by car rather than plane.
Yeah, shorter distances, I suppose, you know.
Yeah.
Visiting family and friends.
Yeah, I guess.
The state you're in or whatever.
Taylor Swift is kicking some serious radio music butt. There we go.
Yeah.
Actually, one of my favorite stories, and I think we put something up on Facebook about it today, is people have long decried the fact that Barbie is not really a realistic depiction of the human form. Yeah. Well, it turns out that there's a guy whose name is Nikolai Lamb. And he apparently, with one of the Kickstart groups, decided to build a doll that is much more realistic.
The Lamely.
Yeah, the Lamely. He's only 26. He says that the dolls would be mailed to his backers no later than Black Friday, which is a week from tomorrow, the traditional kickoff for holiday shopping. Thousands more, which are pre-ordered, will be shipped before the holidays. Basically, would you like to guess how much the average American woman weighs? Doesn't say how tall she is. I think 5'3" is what has how tall she is.
Okay, maybe 140 pounds,
150.
166.2. Okay, sure.
37.5-inch waist. Man, am I? I'm closer to a Barbie doll. How good is that?
That's awesome.
Yeah, he went to the CDC. He raised $100,000 in a single day, and he'd raised $500,000 in a month. The doll has wide hips, six legs, a rounded rump. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
It's not what you look like. That doesn't define you. What you do does. He took his inspiration from the doll of his own experience in high school, as which he described as the worst time in his life. I really cared about how I looked, and I didn't feel good about myself. The $599 accessory pack will be on sale in January. Realism and innovation. It doesn't say how much this actually costs. But the Barbie doll itself costs like a dollar or something. Barbie dolls are really inexpensive. Okay. It's clothes.
Yeah,
it's
right.
Accessory.
That you dress them up with, sure.
It comes with a pack that includes, let's see, I think it's... The list somewhere was...
cellulite, freckles, and acne.
Yeah, pimples, moles, cellulite, and scars.
Oh, boy. Wow.
So there you go.
I mean, that's...
Well, I mean, great, I suppose. Yeah. I mean, especially the pimples would be good.
Yeah, sure.
They're going to have Lamely's World of Fashion. There's going to be a boy doll. Well, all right. Now I want to see what the boy doll is going to look like.
Is he going to have a big beer belly? And
right. And sort of... You know, his genes are going to... Never mind. There's going to have a Build-A-Bear that Build-A-Bear, where you can have your dolls with custom features.
Oh, that's kind of cool. I would imagine a lot of little girls will like that sort of thing.
Yeah, well, they already have ones. They have, I think it's called, what is it, My Doll or something, where you can pick.
Okay.
Yeah, because there's a store that I wandered into accidentally in terms of... not Times Square, it's in over by Grand Central. And they have this doll where you can pick the doll's hair color, skin color, eye color.
Is that the American Girl doll?
American, that's it, you're exactly. Yeah, okay. And you can get clothes that match you and your doll. I mean, it's wildly popular and wildly expensive.
Yeah, I remember my daughters when they were younger being into those. I'm not sure that they... I think my youngest daughter did end up getting one time as a gift, but they were a little too expensive for me back
then. They're wildly expensive, and you can also get mother, daughter, and doll clothes that match. I don't know. I think you can dog clothes as well.
Oh, wow.
This one, the Lamely, comes with a numbered passport so you could name the doll. And the website will eventually include a database where people can register the name of their doll. Maybe get a social security number.
Yeah,
I don't know. Maybe
playing for credit. And
I don't know. Mattel didn't have anything to say about this. I think what'll happen is that this doll will do pretty well, and I think that Mattel a couple of years ago made some revisions to the doll. I think that that either her waist got slightly bigger, her bust got slightly smaller, something. Vaguely remember.
Have you ever seen these pictures of this? I think it was a Russian model that went through a whole bunch of surgery and that sort of thing to get herself to look like a real-life Barbie.
Oh, no, that's really upsetting.
She looks scary.
Weird.
Yes, it's really strange.
The thing is, I live in New York, so there are a lot of walking degrees of that of people who decided that's what they want to look like. Yeah, it's really. I told the story before of being at the theater about maybe 7 or 8 years ago, and with a friend who said that's the problem about plastic surgery. Everybody looks like Joan Rivers, and it was Joan. So that's
nice.
Joan. Yeah,
that's great.
Yeah. So, but it seems to me kind of silly on some level, but on another level, kind of positive, in that there's an acknowledgement that first of all, kids are affected by that. It is one of the sort of things that, you're not going to look like a Barbie doll. I mean, no matter how hard you try. And therefore, do you have this sort of negative self-image because of it? Well, I mean, one of the most popular stories that are one of the most popular in terms of call-ins I ever did, which was an opportunity for people to call in. And when Barbie and Ken got married, when Barbie and Ken split up, that's what it was. And people just, I mean, Barbie is part of our national consciousness, which is for good or for ill, so maybe Lamely will become one as well. 855-99 Dr. Joy, you got something on your mind, whether you're a Barbie or a Ken or a Madge? I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Your house is under attack. Every day our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
About what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Lynn, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Brown. My question is, I've been seeing this man for 2 years, and he's extremely jealous and controlling. And I have been, you know, I've been breaking up with him, but then he keeps calling me and just wears me down. And but then we'll end up in an argument, and he'll call me all kind of horrible names, just anything you can imagine. I've been called by him.
What's the question to me, Lynn?
I'm sure that he has killed this love, and I try to make myself feel like I can love him again. For one reason, because he drives me crazy calling. And
what do you want? Do you know?
What do I want?
Mm-hmm.
I want him to go away.
You have to stop taking his phone calls. I'll tell you what you can do. Your phone probably has a record function on it, right? Because it takes messages.
It does.
Okay, the next time he calls and starts in on you, press the record button, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the next time you're thinking about going back to him, play the record button.
Uh-huh.
And just remind yourself. The other thing to do is just decide that you're going to take and tell him that you want to take 3 months off. You're going to take the summer off.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll talk to him after Labor Day.
Mm-hmm.
And that you don't want to hear from him, you want to get a chance to miss him, and that you'll call him after Labor Day.
Mm-hmm.
You can call him or not, but it gives you that option.
Mm-hmm.
to feel like I'm taking some time off. Maybe I'll miss him. Maybe he can clean up his act. And every time if he calls you, just don't answer the phone.
Okay.
You can monitor your phone calls. And what I would also do, Cookie, because I think what happens is you probably get lonesome or he'll sweet talk you. Write down what you like about him and then what you don't like about him and put them in the same notebook. You can put one in the front and the other do upside down and backwards in the back. Because
mm-hmm.
quite often when we're mad at somebody, what we do is we forget what we like about them.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we like them, we forget what we didn't like about them. And what we need to do is all of us in a relationship need to figure out what the balance is, that, and hopefully there's more we like than we don't like, because if there's more we don't like than we like, we go away. But I think right now I would record the next time he gets ugly with you. You're not afraid of him, are you?
A little bit. He hit me once early in the relationship.
Oh, Lynn.
And he hasn't hit me anymore, though. You know, there's been some threats.
Lynn, this guy sounds like really bad news, because you know why he hasn't hit you? Because you're afraid of him, and he figures he doesn't have to hit you, that he can intimidate you by the threat, and you'll sort of mind your P's and Q's. You want someone who respects you, not someone who uses you as a punching bag
mm-hmm.
or threatens you so you sort of see yourself as getting hit.
Even if it was just like one hit, it wasn't a really bad hit.
And Lynn, honey, do you have children?
They're both grown, and I am alone.
Do you have a job?
I do. I have a job.
It sounds to me that you need to find some stuff to do that keeps you busy when you're not at work. That some volunteer activity, join a club, take an adult education class, get out around people, and realize that there are people who will treat you well.
Uh huh.
Not, you don't need this. I mean, I think you're figuring, well, he's better than nobody, and I'm not sure he is.
You're probably right about that, and I work enough to support myself, and I, you know, he wants to give me money, and I just, because when I have taken it, then he really gets even nastier.
Yeah, well, he's literally bought you.
Yeah, that's what I feel like.
Lynn, this guy sounds like somebody who doesn't like himself very well. He doesn't really like women. He really, as you say, he wants to control you. He wants to make sure that you're at his beck and call, that you're his mm-hmm. puppet. That's not very respectful of who you are.
That's what I've always felt like, because the names he calls me are very degrading.
No, I got it.
And I don't do any of those things.
Lynn, I think if you get away from him long enough, that you can do better. And I would not do a final breakup with him. I would stay away from him. I think it sounds like he could be dangerous to you. And I would just say, look, I need some time to miss you. You ought not to be dating other people for right now.
Oh, I don't want to.
No.
I hadn't dated in so many years, and this is someone back when I knew when we were teenagers, so I didn't know that side to him because he had moved away.
But you know it now.
Yeah.
And now that you know it, you know to get yourself out. You've seen all the warning signs. But I don't want you on house arrest. I don't want you dating, but I don't want you on house arrest.
No.
I want you out around people feeling, regaining that Lynn. Because my guess is if you look at who you are today and who you were 2 years ago, you're just, and your friends have probably said things about it, that you're not as happy,
oh, no.
you're more timid, you dress, you know, more conservatively. That you're, I mean, this guy has not been good for you.
I don't even do anything to myself anymore because...
He'll get jealous.
With that, and I think I've lost respect for myself. I don't really see, and I don't know what it is. I just, you know, I've put on about 10 pounds because I can eat because he doesn't get jealous, you know, if I eat or if I put on weight. And
honey, you need to be away from this guy.
Yeah.
So the next time he calls, do not call him. The next time he calls, record it. Mm-hmm. Tell him you need 3 months break. Monitor your phone calls.
Mm-hmm.
If you're afraid, then you need to tell the police.
Yeah, I'm really, for some reason, I'm not afraid, and I know there's probably a lot of people who ended up dead saying that, too.
Well, no, not really. I mean, I trust your instincts, but if you think that there's any risk, don't put yourself in harm's way. Don't have a final meeting with him.
Mm.
You know, don't, and if you feel any impulse that he's frightening to you, you could tell somebody, and you tell the police.
I will.
All right, but for right now, stay away from him.
Okay.
You don't need this in your life. You need somebody who appreciates you, who makes you feel good about yourself, not who makes you feel lousy about yourself.
Yeah, he makes me feel dirty about myself. Even if I think about maybe letting him come over for a visit, I start feeling dirty about myself.
Okay, well,
by the names he
my dear, that should tell you everything you need to know.
Yeah, I think so.
All right,
too.
Listen, the only person for sure you have to wake up with every day the rest of your life is you. Make sure that person you take care of. Okay.
Okay. My little Jack Russell.
And your little Jack Russell.
Yeah.
Go hug your puppy.
Okay.
All
right.
Yeah. And there are going to be those of you who are thinking, well, gee, you know, he's got to be a good guy because, you know, he doesn't mind if she puts on weight. Well, one of the reasons he doesn't mind if she puts on weight is that he then figures nobody else will be interested in her. So, which isn't to say that, you know, having just talked about Barbie dolls and sort of an unrealistic expectation of body image and body shape, that, you know, we have to be content with what our body is and not so much as how we look. Although that's part of it. I think that human beings are allowed to be a little bit vain about the way they look. But does our body work well? Do we feel good about ourselves? Are we more than our body? Can we sort of... I mean, look, people who love us are going to tell us we look great because we look happy. People who love us are going to tell us that we look well-rested because we've gotten some sleep or that we've started working out or that we have a new job that entrances us or that we're interested in our lives or interested in them or because we're out walking our Jack Russell Terrier. I mean, that there are lots of ways of being attractive, and the external is one of them, but it's not even necessarily the most important. I mean, think about people that you know that are really physically very attractive, and when they're unhappy, they really are not all that attractive. And think about people that you know that are at least, you know, sort of have modest attraction, but when they're happy, there's just something absolutely compelling about them. And think about yourself. I mean, when you're happy, you look completely different than when you're unhappy. And if you don't believe me, go look at some family photographs, right? And see the difference about how you look when you're happy and when you're not. All right. So, but again, our outward manifestation is just that. There's also our inner life.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Getting ready to start a new paint project? Olympic One Paint Plus Primer with exclusive Easy Wash formula starts at under $24. In honor of Veterans Day, Olympic will donate $1 for each 1 gallon container sold to support deployed military and U.S. veterans. From November 2nd to the 11th, stop by Lowe's and save $10 on Olympic One by online or mail-in rebate, exclusively at Lowe's. Results vary by sheen. Offer valid 11-2 to 11-11 and applies to 114 to 128 fluid ounce cans only. Total charitable donation not to exceed $25,000. Charity donation not applicable to sales in California, Massachusetts, and Illinois.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at vanishingcash.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to vanishingcash.com. That's vanishingcash.com.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best-tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That is true. I'm here to help you on whatever it is that's troubling you or confusing you or even elating you that you just want someone to brag to. I think every once in a while that's a useful function in somebody's life of, you know, just call and tell me what's going on and that you want to celebrate. I can help you with that. 855-99-37569. Sarah, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Sarah. Joy, this is Sarah. And, you know, I got married in February.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I really love my husband, but we're just really struggling right now.
What's the problem?
My hatred for his family.
Ooh.
Destroying us.
What's so upsetting about his family?
He was molested by his stepfather, and his mother is still married to him.
Well, honey, look. The problem is that he probably shouldn't have told you. And so to a certain extent, we can lay this at his feet, because once you've been told something, you can't untell something. But if he can do business with them, I think you're going to have to follow his lead.
Even though that he's a bad person and he's done this.
Well, but the point is, he didn't do it to you. He did it to your husband. And what's your husband's stance toward his stepfather and his mother?
He has a lot of resentment and a lot of anger.
But does he see them? Does he go and spend time with them?
Yes.
Well, then you're going to have to be stupid and cheerful about this. I mean, he sort of did you a disservice, because he basically unloaded on you and then expects you to forget it. But unfortunately, that's probably what you're going to have to do. Hear what you just said to me. That I got married in February, my hatred of his family is tearing the two of us apart. So what you're doing, he should not have told you. But given the fact that he did, and he's willing to do business with him, you have to follow his lead. Now, you can ask him how he can do that if you want, but it can't be the how can you possibly do this, you idiot. It has to be, explain to me how you think about this so I can think about it that way as well. And that may be able to help you. But it's not... it's going to cost you your marriage, and that doesn't seem to me to make any sense, does it to you? No, it doesn't.
No, but I also feel like his anger and just the way that he communicates with me is because of what happened.
Well, that's a separate issue. Okay, that's a separate issue. And let's deal with that, because that is something that you have some say-so about. How old are you, Sarah?
25.
And how old is he?
22.
Okay. Well, I mean, he's, as you know, I mean, think about who you were at 22, and women tend to be slightly more sophisticated at the same age than men. So he's going to be, you know, that 3 years is a big difference. Has he done any counseling?
No, not at all. And I've asked him to go, but he hasn't.
How long did you know this dude before you got married?
We went to high school together.
Well, but, I mean, did the two of you date each other when you were in high school?
No, we were friends and we did it after.
How long did you actually date each other before you got married?
2.5 years.
Okay. Was his anger evident during the 2.5 years you were dating?
Yes.
And
but it wasn't... I don't know that it was with... Like, towards me.
What is he doing now that you feel is anger addressed toward you?
Like, I don't feel like he's communicating with me. I feel like he shuts down and he leaves me out of major life decisions.
Okay, but that's a different issue than being angry with you. That's shutting you out, which isn't much fun, but that's not the same as anger.
Okay.
Does he yell at you?
Yes.
Okay, that's... And under what circumstances?
When we're talking about his family, when we're talking about financial issues, when I'm trying to... He thinks I'm controlling him, and I'm just asking him to communicate with me, to tell me what he's doing.
Does he have a job?
Yes.
Do you have a job?
Yep.
Okay, the two of you don't have kids together, do you?
We're expecting...
When?
In about 7 months.
So you're just barely pregnant.
Uh-huh.
Was this intentional on both of your parts?
We weren't preventing.
Okay, the two of you are going to have to get some counseling, because you can't bring a baby into this kind of situation. You're going to have to take his family off the table. You're going to have to stop doing that because it's just a no-win situation for both of you. That he should not have told you, but given the fact that he has, what you're going to have to do is just wipe it off your memory banks and just forget about it. Because there's nothing you can do about it except completely wreck your marriage. What are the issues about finance?
Well, I'm currently in school, and I had asked him, you know, money was tight this week, and I had asked him to not spend money, but he's gone out fishing and spent extra money on fishing materials.
I thought you had a job as well. Didn't you say you had a job as well? Okay.
I do, but I'm also paying for, we're also paying for my tuition.
How much money do the two of you bring into? Well, why is it okay for you to spend money on tuition, which I think is a perfectly good thing to do, and him not to spend money on fishing? Why is one okay and one not okay?
I think that they're both okay.
Okay.
Except that this week we had decided we weren't going to spend any extra money, and I felt like he wasn't being part of that.
Well, did he agree to that, or did you just assume
yes.
that he would? Okay. So how much extra money did he spend?
Probably like an extra $160.
And how much money did the two of you bring in together in a week?
In a week?
Yeah. Well, all right, let's say in a month, whatever's easiest to figure out.
About $6,000.
$6,000 a month. So that's $72,000 a year. So... that's not an insignificant amount of money. Does $160 make that much difference in one particular week? Where's the money going?
This week it was going to the tuition payment.
But understand, it's kind of what I said before. Is you're saying, well, I have a tuition payment due, so you can't spend any money. And he's saying, how come you can spend money on something that's important to you and I can't spend money that's important to me? And he's got a legitimate point. How much is your tuition?
It's like $1,000.
Okay. So here, from his point of view, you're spending $1,000 this week, which I agree is a large sum of money, and I'm very delighted that you're getting your education. What's the highest level of education he's finished?
He hasn't had any higher level of education.
Did he graduate high school?
Yes, he did.
Okay. Sarah, for just a minute, I'm going to have you look at your relationship through his eyes for a minute, okay?
Okay.
I'm sure he loves you. He feels you're older than he is, you're better educated than he is. You tell him how he's supposed to deal with his family. I don't know what the pregnancy thing is. I don't know if that was something that it sounds to me that this wasn't a great time to get pregnant, but... That's done, so it doesn't make any difference. But from his point of view, it may have been that he felt you were supposed to be responsible for that and you weren't. What he feels is all the power is on your side. And not only is all the power on your side, but it's getting more and more so. That you've got a better family, you've got a better education, you're older, you're getting better educated. And so when he does things like spending $160 on fishing, you view that as immature, and he may view it as immature as well, but he figures he might as well be immature because being mature is going to get him nothing. It's going to leave you in charge, you getting to decide how much money gets to be spent, you deciding whether or not you're going to have children, you deciding whether or not his family are good guys or bad guys. There's got to be a better distribution of power in your relationship if it's going to work. He has to feel that he has some say-so, that you go to him for some, you know, not only for some advice. And there's got to be something he knows better than you know, or this relationship's not going to work. Let me put you on hold for a minute, and you think about what he knows more about than you do, all right? Put you on hold. We'll be back in a moment. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to BloodSugar11.com for your free video. That's BloodSugar11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to BloodSugar11.com now.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users, if you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, we're talking with Sarah, who's a new bride. She's been married for about 8 months. She's expecting, she's about 2 months pregnant. She's married to a guy who's a little bit younger than she is. She's having a difficult time with his anger. And his family is kind of a problem. And I'm saying, you know, that if he's willing to deal with his family, you're going to have to just you know, be stupid and cheerful. I mean, you don't have to love them, but you can't be angry toward them because it'll destroy your marriage. They're also having some financial issues, and I'm saying, Sarah, I think, first of all, the two of you, presumably, if you're making $72,000 a year, do you have a little bit of money left over at the end of the month?
Do we? Yes.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Okay.
It's been since I've been in school that we
right.
haven't, it's been tight. I mean, we do have other bills and
sure.
house payment. And
well, and look, I'm supportive of you going to school, but I also think that he needs to be able, how do you guys pay bills?
I pay them online.
Okay, how do you determine who gets what?
Like, we just spend money out of the account.
Okay,
like
this is a bad idea.
Normally.
Yeah, it's a bad idea for a whole lot of reasons. And again, you paying the bills online just gives you more power, and there's already too much power in your hands and not enough in his. So the first thing the two of you need to do is figure out a different way to deal with money. And okay. Did the two of you make about the same amount of money?
I make a little bit more than he does.
Okay, how much do you make? Of the $72,000 or the $6,000 a month, what portion is your, how much do you make a month?
I make $45,000 a year.
Okay, of the $72,000, so that means he's mm-hmm. making about a 28, something like that, 30?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you make, if we divide all your bills into five, you pay three and he pays two. He pays two-thirds of every bill, let's say whatever your rent or your mortgage is, and he pays 40%, you pay 60%, because you make basically about half again more than he makes, all right?
Okay.
So that means that at the end of the, and now your schooling should probably come out of your part of the expenses, even though in theory in the long run that both of you benefit from it, but it's for right now. There's so much power in your hands and so little in his that you maybe even having to take out a student loan or borrow from your folks or finance your education or maybe get a scholarship is probably going to work better than what you've got now, because what you're going to end up with is an education and no husband, and that doesn't
mm-hmm.
benefit you in the long run anyway. So
no,
let's say yeah, let's say your mortgage or your rent is $1,000. Well, it's you know what is it $2,000? How much do you pay? Do you own your own home or you rent?
We own it.
Okay. How much is the mortgage and the taxes on a monthly basis?
About $1,250.
Okay. So you would pay 60% of that. So you pay about about 720. It would say $750, and he pays about $500. In fact, I think that's exactly what you would do. So that means
mm-hmm.
that he's going to have a little bit more discretionary money at the end of the month. It means, do you have two cars or one car?
We actually have three.
Why do we have three cars with two people?
Because he has a truck and a work truck, and I have my SUV.
Well, I mean, do you really need... I mean, one of the possibilities is... I mean, look, if he wants two trucks or two vehicles, that comes out of his part, which may be that, you know, that he, because each of you pay for your transportation separately. So if he gets, you know, if he gets up a creek and wants to have a little bit more money, maybe gets rid of one of the cars. So, but you can see if instead of just putting all the money in the middle and taking it all out, that if you can decide to take that extra money, you can begin saving every month so that you're paying your tuition. He can
okay.
begin putting that money aside so he can take $160 and go fishing if he wants. And it's not money that impacts either of you. That you're paying for tuition doesn't impact his spending, and his spending for something he really wants. Then he wants a pair of fancy cowboy boots. That doesn't come out of your side. It doesn't impact you at all. So you have no say so over it. It also means when the two of you want to give each other a gift or take each other on a trip or buy each other dinner, that it's not out of the middle fund. It's out of each of you get to do it. So if, for example, you really love cooking for him and he wants to take you out for dinner, you can't say to him, well, we can't afford it, because it comes out of his side of the money. It'll make things, especially on the monetary front, much easier between the two of you. You can see, right? Just as I describe
yep.
it. It'll also make
then
him
feel...
feel
like maybe I'm less naggy.
Exactly. That's yay. Right. Exactly so. Because whatever he has to spend on his money, as long as it doesn't come out of the rent money, it's not your business. And when you're, and he's not going to feel nearly resentful of the fact that you're spending $1,000 for tuition, because he gets his $160 without any grief to do what he wants to do with it. And if he wants to put it aside for, you also, both of you should have some savings, because you've got a baby coming and you own a house, which means what happens if the water heater gives out. So the two of you need to put some portion aside that, that neither of you touch. But the point is, at the end of the month, each of you should have some money left over. And what you do with that money that's left over is not the other one's business.
And how much should each person be putting aside for savings? Because that was part of the issue.
Well, all right, let's say
we have money.
All right, so let's decide. I mean, maybe what you decide is that you think that you should tithe. You should take 10% of your money and put it someplace. And he thinks you should put none in. So between none and 10% is 5%. So each of you put in 5%. Now, 5% of your take home is going to be 50% higher than his, but still 5%, which means when he makes more money, he's going to pay in more. The two of you are going to have to figure out what happens if you stay home with the baby. But let's, for right now, let's at least save the marriage. And this is one of the ways of saving the marriage. All right, I asked you before the break, tell me something that you could depend on him, something that, that you could ask his opinion on that was, that would make him feel important and is legitimate. What did you come up with?
The car mechanics.
Okay.
The car maintenance. That's all that he does, and he's very good at that. Fixing things around the house. He's very handy. I can't do that stuff.
Okay. Is there anything else that that you can think of? Is there are there opinions about things that he that are more valuable that he knows better than you know?
He knows more about like religion. You know.
Okay. All right, so just sort of saying to him, I mean, maybe the two of you have discussions about religion every once in a while. Sarah, the point, you obviously got it about money, and that's going to make a huge difference. You're going to have to just decide that his family is kind of a blank slate, that you don't have to love them, but you can't hate them, and you can't talk about them, and which means that, you know, most of us, even we're not crazy about our family until somebody else attacks them, and then we'll go for their jugular vein. So you have to just take his family off, you know, off the table. But see if there aren't ways to make him feel that you really value him. Because what he feels at this moment is he was a sperm donor, and that's all. And you, that's not. I know you love him, and you need to make him understand that better. All right? Talk with him about this. If there's something else you need to talk with him about, stay on the line. Shirley, I'll get to you as well. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract,
talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.